Hey, it's Marilyn for Event Watch. I'm at Pioneer Park at the annual fair, and I've just found a ladybug who I'm talking to. Hello, ladybug.
And hello, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, why are you? What are you doing, ladybugging around?
Well, I'm very much attracting young people. Little people, and it's to promote a project from the Zonta Club of Gawler where we're recycling kids' books in the community. So we basically collect books and then we give them back out again to other kids.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. Who came up with it?
Well, Wendy did. So Wendy can give you all the ins and outs if you like. I just like to dress up as a ladybug.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, I'm Wendy Randall and I'm with the Zonta Club of Gawler as well. And we're here promoting early literacy as part of our club initiative for here, Ground Roots Community Project. And as our ladybug just told you, we collect children's books for most of the year and then we re-gift them in giant book swaps.
How did you come up with that idea? I mean, what prompted it?
I've been in community development for a very long time. It also fits the philosophy of Zonta. Zonta wants to empower young people because they are going to be our future. And early literacy is such an important issue for us.
How do you choose the children?
Oh, if they're vertical and they've got a pulse, then we want to give them books. We don't discriminate at all, and we just want to put more books in more children's hands. We're aiming between brand new babies right through to 12 years old.
Where do the books come from?
Well, we collect them around the community. So anyone who has books on their shelves collecting dust, children's books, they can donate them. They can take them to the Gawler Community House, Tony Piccolo's office or Foodland, and they can deposit them there. We go around and collect them. And when we have enough books, we have a giant book swap and we give them away.
Okay, so when you have the giant book swap, do you advertise that somehow?
We advertise in the local press, so we give people plenty of notice so they know where we are. Big banners, people don't miss us, they know, and they can come along, and we like the children to choose books. Yeah. Sometimes we'll have grandparents come and choose books because they want to have books in their house for when the grandies come visiting. Sometimes we'll have a school teacher come along and get a box of books because they have children in mind and they want to gift those books. So long as our rule is the books need to be given away, they need to be given to children.
That sounds like a wonderful project to me, and I congratulate Zonta on coming up with it and following it through. How long have you actually been doing this?
This is our third year.
Yes. So well done, and long may it continue. Thank you, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Ladybug.
Thank you very much, Marilyn.